The Story of Cinderella. Once upon a time, there lived a rich man. His wife died, and he was alone with his beautiful daughter, Katie. One day, the rich man said that he needed a wife, and Katie needed a stepmother. They both wanted to be happy. When the rich man's new wife moved into their house, she gave one of the bedrooms to her elder daughter and another one to her younger daughter. She said that Katie would sleep by the hearth in the cinders, and her job would be to cook, clean, and do the dishes. Although Father was not happy, Katie agreed to that, but she wanted to keep her cat. Katie had to work hard, eat scraps, and because her face and clothes were dirty, she was called Cinderella. Stepmother always found some work to do for Katie. She told Katie to pick out lentils from the ashes in an hour. Cinderella cried that there was no way she could finish the task in such a short time. But her friends, the pigeons and turtle doves, always helped her because Cinderella was good to them. She always gave them breadcrumbs. Cinderella's stepsisters were mean to her. They bossed Cinderella around all the time, telling her to help them to dress and to take care of them. They also laughed at her. They were jealous of Cinderella because she was the most beautiful of them. Cinderella thought it was fine because they were her stepsisters and they could do that. One day, a herald from the prince's court brought an invitation for the family to the ball. The whole family was invited, but stepmother and her daughters did not allow Cinderella to go with them. Cinderella helped her stepsisters get ready for the ball. When everyone was gone, Cinderella went back to the kitchen to work. She was unhappy, alone in the house, and really wanted to go to the ball. Suddenly, there was a dazzling light that turned into a fairy. The fairy said she could help Cinderella go to the ball. She was the girl's godmother. She told Cinderella to bring a pumpkin, 6 mice, and her cat. When the pumpkin, the 6 mice, and the cat were ready, the fairy turned them into a diamond coach, 6 horses, and a handsome coachman. Then the fairy turned Cinderella's old dress into one made of silver and gold, and her shoes into shiny glass slippers. The godmother said Cinderella had to come back before midnight. It was the time when magic would stop and the coach would turn into the pumpkin again. The horses into the mice. The coachman would become the cat, and the girl's dress and shoes would be old and ugly. Cinderella promised to be back before midnight. When Cinderella got out of the diamond coach, she was the most beautiful lady at the ball. Cinderella danced with the prince all the time, and when the clock struck midnight, she ran away. The prince tried to stop her, but it was too late. Cinderella was gone. On the steps to the palace, he found Cinderella's glass slipper. She had to walk home because her coach was gone and her clothes turned back to rags. After the ball, the prince started looking for the girl that lost the glass slipper. He wanted to marry her. The last house he reached was Cinderella's. The stepsisters tried the shoe on, but it was too small. Then Cinderella asked if she could try the slipper on. The prince agreed. The shoe fit. Suddenly, the fairy godmother appeared from a dazzling light and turned the girl's dress to the one she had at the ball. Next, she presented the prince with his bride. The prince gave Cinderella a beautiful ring, and they all went to their wedding. The new princess invited her dad, sisters, and stepmother to live with her in the palace. They lived happily ever after.